USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden calls for an end to the non-compete clauses imposed by large companies on workers.
You can't leave Burger King or go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
He signed an executive order that includes more than 70 actions to lower prices for families, increase wages for workers, and promote innovation and faster economic growth.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. Without healthy competition, big players can change and charge whatever they want and treat you however they want.
Haiti is still asking for investigative help after the assassination of their president, Jovenel Moïse. The White House said that senior FBI and Department of Homeland Security officials would be visiting Haiti soon. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Could the big ransomware attack that happened earlier this month have been avoided? According to USA Radio Network's Brad Bernard, there were warning signs.
Executives at Miami-based Kaseya Limited were warned of critical security flaws in its software before a ransomware attack this month that affected as many as 1,500 companies.
This was an attack that sort of hitched a ride on IT management software. So the original sort of attack was on Kaseya, which has this management software that it distributes to clients and distributes updates over that software. These clients then in turn have their own clients who they use that software to sort of help manage their IT operations.
Flights were grounded and two terminals were evacuated at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport in Florida after authorities received word of a bomb threat. The sheriff's office cleared the scene after no explosive devices were found. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson, is speaking out about the troops leaving Afghanistan. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The Taliban says it's in control of most of Afghanistan after making rapid gains for most of the last week. At a press conference in Moscow, Taliban leaders claimed to be in control of 85% of the country and that they were engaged with power-sharing negotiations with the Afghan government, though some reports say their control actually extends over only about a third of the country. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, met with the Taliban in that role in 1998 and says that he agrees with President Biden's decision to pull American troops from the country. He tells Fox News that it's time for the Afghan security forces to defend themselves and that the U.S. is not completely abandoning Afghanistan.
Now, we're not abandoning the area. We're not cutting and run. We still are giving them advanced weaponry, training. We're trying to get surrounding countries to help us with this effort. The Afghan security forces, they're well trained. It's been a matter of political will. The political leadership there in Afghanistan has been shaky, but they've got to get their act together.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lionel Messi ends his wait for a first major international title as Argentina beat Brazil in the Copa America final. It was their first major title in 28 years. The score was 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.